I'm joined on the line by the Guardian Zanrice, who's in Misrata. Zan, could you describe the situation at the moment in the city as you've seen it? It sounds pretty desperate.
Yeah, it is pretty desperate. You might be able to hear every now and then there's still some explosions going off. There was quite a lot of fighting last night and early this morning. Most of the city is controlled by the rebel forces. They set up checkpoints every 100 meters or so, sometimes using giant mounds of beach sand. Other times they've taken shipping containers and filled it with sand and completely blocked the road. That's to stop tanks getting through. So they control sort of northern edge of the city, northern side of the city. But as you get further south, towards the main streets, Tripoli Street and Benghazi Street, that's where a lot of the fighting is going on. And I mean, it really does look like a war zone down there. Pockmarked buildings, you know, entire sides of buildings shot off, mosques destroyed. A lot of fire, a lot of gunfire, a lot of heavy weapon fire. The rebels have got a lot of men out there, probably thousands. I mean, we saw hundreds just this morning. Most of them just armed with AK-47s or similar type of guns. They've also got battle wagons, which sort of pickups, which they've reinforced with steel. Looks like something out of Mad Max, and a heavy weapon on the back. And that's how they're going sort of head-to-head with Gaddafi's forces. There's still a lot of casualties. We drove past an ambulance this morning. You said there were five civilians killed in the early morning fighting and 20 injured. There was certainly at least that number yesterday, probably more. You might be able to hear an ambulance coming into the hospital now. So it's a pretty desperate situation. There's enough food in the city, but there's certainly queues for bread and queues for petrol. It's a place under siege.
Are the civilians mainly being killed by gunfire, or is it shelling, or is it mortar fire?
It's mostly shelling. I mean, in the area where we were this morning, excuse me, that's just an ambulance. In the area where we were this morning, we were taken to a spot where a 12-year-old boy was killed yesterday. He was hit by a sniper when he went out to get bread. But I think most of them are being hit by mortars. At the hospital last night, there was a Ukrainian nurse being taken out to a ferry. She'd been hit by a mortar in her house that she was sharing with a doctor, and he was killed. So I think most of the civilians are by shelling or mortars, just indiscriminate fire, and the odd one in the crossfire. As far as the soldiers go, I think it varies. Gaddafi has still got quite a lot of snipers in the city, although fewer than before, and they are picking off soldiers, picking off rebel troops every now and then. They're also firing in mortars, which is having casualties.
And I suppose the sheer arbitrariness of the violence, how difficult it is, has been emphasised to the outside world by the deaths yesterday of Tim Hetherington and Chris Hondros.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they were at, on Tripoli Street, near the bridge on Tripoli Street, which is one of the heaviest areas of fighting. But they were just in the wrong place at the wrong time, it sounds like, and they were hit by a mortar or a shell. Just very unlucky. But I mean, it is probably worth emphasizing, it's not the whole city which is like that. That's on the front line. Further back towards the sea, towards the port, it is safer, although every now and then shells do come in. But certainly near the front line, where there are still some civilians living, that is pretty dangerous.